plagued by a recurring violent nightmare. A college student returns home to find the one person who can break the cycle and save her family from the horrific fate that inevitably awaits them. This is the plot synopsis to Final Destination Bloodlines, a 2025 film that runs an hour and 50 minutes. It came out just this weekend, and I saw it at the theater last night, and there were about half a dozen people in the theater. The film stars Caitlin Juana as Stefani Reyes, Tio Briones as Charlie, and Breck Basinger as Iris. I would classify this film as almost a physics movie. It's about a bunch of Rube Goldberg machines where you have a chain reaction where one thing causes something else to happen, which causes something else, which causes something else, and then someone dies. That's kind of what this movie is. And anything, the slightest thing, even from a penny falling on the ground, could cause a chain reaction that could end up in someone dying, which was a common theme in this film, someone dying from the chain reaction of a penny. Final Destination Bloodlines, unbelievably, is the sixth Final Destination movie. I've seen a couple of these, I haven't seen them all, but I did find Final Destination Bloodlines to be fairly interesting. The young actors in the film were pretty darn good. The film started off unbeknownst to the viewer, which was a dream sequence, and it was unclear watching if it was a futuristic dream sequence or if it was in the past. The dream sequence ends up in this disaster, ends up being a total disaster. And then the main character in the film wakes up and it's revealed that she keeps having all of these nightmares. Her name is Stefani. She's very talented and she reminds me a little bit of a young Pam Adelon. She's convinced that what's happening in her dream is going to happen in real life, and she ends up panicking her entire family, and they didn't take her seriously until one day someone dies in a way that she had predicted. Then their ears start to perk up. She eventually goes and seeks out her grandmother, who is a recluse or who has been isolated for like 20 years in this compound to keep her safe. What she was trying to do is keep death away. One of the themes in the movie was that you cannot hide from death, or death will always find you. She wasn't completely believing her grandmother. She ends up giving her this book that she made. She said, "This will guide you to the truth." She said, "If you're not going to believe me, I will show you," which results in Grandma Iris's death. After that, she decides to track down some of the contacts in her grandmother's book, and one of them, by the name of JB, he claimed to have the secret of how to eliminate the curse or how to stop it. And so she goes and does some detective work to track him down. Turns out he works in a hospital. He tells her there are two ways to stop the curse. You could die and then come back, or you can kill someone and take their remaining years. In other words, your heart stops and then you brought back to life. Her family and close friends were with her and they're like, "Are you kidding?" Because they also broke down. They knew who was next in the line to die. And they're like, "We've got to figure out a way to stop this." Well, one of the cousins had a peanut allergy and they were like, we'll feed you peanuts and then we won't give you your EpiPen and you'll die and we'll be in a hospital and they'll have to bring you back. Well, that turned out to not be a good way of trying to do that. It turned out to be disastrous, what they did in the hospital. I'm not going to give a whole bunch of spoilers for the movie. You know, going into a Final Destination movie, there's going to be a lot of gory scenes of crazy ways of people dying, and that's exactly what you get in this. I definitely was thoroughly entertained by it. I've seen a lot of gory movies, but I don't think I've quite seen people die in any ways like I've seen in this film. I thought it was humorous, if you will, and I think that's what they were going for. Although the film is classified as a splatter horror, supernatural horror, I found it to be comedic at certain points, and the way certain people die, you just have to kind of close your eyes or cringe at certain moments because there are some pretty gruesome deaths in the film. The question is, will Stefani be able to break the curse? Will she be able to escape death's grip? That is something that you will have to see the film. I give Final Destination Bloodlines 3 stars. I thought it was entertaining. Thanks for listening.